And good morning and welcome to the Raider Wrap right here on a Saturday morning. And it is a hot one out there today. And it's going to be hot and steamy all day by the sounds of it. We're already up at around 60 degrees here in the Northfield. 65 has now jumped up to a high today of around 75. And you're thinking, wow, what happened to all this blustery, just crazy wintry stuff that we've been going on for a week? Well, hold on to your hats here for a minute. We're going to have a chance of precipitation today, about 100%. I guess it's going to rain, maybe, huh? What do you think? Winds are going to be out of the south at 20 to 30 miles an hour, gusts up to 40 miles an hour. It is going to be anywhere from a quarter of an inch to maybe even an inch of rain, possibly for the day today. So it's just going to be all over the place today. Tonight looks like a 40% chance of some showers, cooling off to around 47, but it is going to be blustery. Winds south 20 to 25 and then gusting as high as 40 miles an hour for this evening. For tomorrow, looks like an increase in cloudiness, a high of only 51. Southwest winds still kind of gusty, 15 to 20 with gusts of 35 miles an hour. For Sunday night, looks like mostly cloudy, cooling off to the freezing mark right around 32. Gusty winds about 30 miles an hour still. And then Monday, it looks like it's still going to be kind of breezy. It's only going to be 40 degrees. And then for Monday night, it looks like a cooling off around 28. And then those winds slowly start to calm down just a little bit. Then Tuesday, mostly sunny, a high of 44, light northwest winds. And then for Tuesday night, cooling off again around 29. Hardly any wind at all after midnight. Wednesday, partly sunny, 49. Looks like Thursday, you can see another chance of some rain. Maybe partly sunny, warming back up to 58. For Thursday night, cooling off to around 43. And for Friday, for your next weekend festivities, you can plan on chance of rain, mostly cloudy and a high around 60. April showers do bring May flowers, don't they? At least that's what we've been told. So we got that to look forward to. Speaking of looking forward to, we also have the opportunity to look forward to Jeff Wright, head coach of the Northfield Raiders lacrosse team with a capital L and a small C. Good morning, Coach. How you doing?
Good morning, Jimmy. Doing well. Thanks for having me.
Had a little typo. So to let everyone know, I had a little typo on my... I was texting Jeff back and forth, and I was like trying to get him on the program, and I spelt lacrosse with a small L and a capital C, and of course he corrected me right away. So just so we know, we just know what the background on all that's about. How are we doing? Lacrosse is actually comes from the 1800s. It's kind of a Native American kind of a sport, if you will. I mean, they used to play, you know, on stuff that was anywhere from 500 yards to miles, and there were thousands of participants back when they did it with the Native Americans from, I think it was northeastern Canada area there. It's evolved since, I think, the late 1800s. They finally decided to kind of turn it more into a sporting event and whatnot. So it's really evolved to where it is today, but it still seems to be a continually growing sport. What's the draw to this, Jeff?
Well, you've done your research, Jimmy. Yes, I would say it's a sport that is continued to be on the rise. And, you know, it's a sport that is very similar to soccer and basketball, hockey, lots of sports. And so we're able to draw kids from other sports, who have never played before. And, we saw several years ago, you know, football quarterback and basketball superstar Mason Zick came out, his senior season. And it only took a few games for him to realize that the concepts are very similar. And so, he turned out to be a great player for us.
So what is the, I mean, if you look, like I say, if you look at the history, it was about, you know, and it was, I believe there was some religious connotations to that as well, but there was early betting and different things like that. But today's game is, like I said, evolved into an actual a formatted game. So what is the actual, you know, playing field and the objective of lacrosse?
Yeah, so we plan a football field, and, you know, it's a 10 versus 10. We have a goalie, three defensemen, three midfielders, and three attackmen, which are most forward. And so, similar to soccer, I guess. I guess I don't know the sport that well. But we always have to have four guys on our defensive end, while we always have to have three guys on our offensive end at the midfield line. So, very much a back and forth game, and lacrosse is actually quoted the fastest game on 2 feet because it is back and forth all the time.
So would you say it's fast? I mean, they do say that, but would you say it's faster than soccer?
Some might argue that that is not. But again, that's what it's been quoted, the fastest game on 2 feet. So, I mean, it can turn on the drop of a dime, or you think it's safe on offense or defense, then the ball's going the other way quick.
And the one thing, so I know that girls is a little bit different than the guys, and I think it's primarily the stick or the length of the stick or the actual basket, if you will. Outside of that, is there any significant difference between girls and boys lacrosse?
Jimmy, it's so different. I couldn't even tell you the differences. I mean, like, there are certain things that are like girls have more players. Their field setup is different. Obviously they don't wear something other than their protective eyewear. Definitely a different game.
So, do we have a girls lacrosse participants? Do you have them on the team? Do we have our lacrosse team, or just the guys right now?
Nope, there's boys and girls.
Okay. So, how many guys lacrosse people do we have? How many people are participating this year?
We have 36 come out this season, so a little lower than where we've been in the past. I mean, obviously, it's better than last year. Only had 28 guys come out last year for whatever reason. We've got two teams this year, and we're able to compete very well. Where last year was, we had 5 games canceled due to COVID procedures and protocol. This year we're full speed ahead.
So when you get 36 people on the team, do you have a varsity and a junior varsity then, or does everyone get to play? Do you rotate everybody? What do you do?
Yep, we have a JV and a varsity, and some guys will play on, you know, both squads. We're not lacking numbers this year. I mean, it's a good number. We're able to do a lot, and we're seeing growth each and every game.
So I do know that for a lot of schools and different things like that, they do have like their primary starters and stuff like that, and they run a lot of them. Do you try to go a little deeper in the bench and get everyone involved, or what's your game approach?
You know, early in the season, we're just trying to feel out where we're at. And so we got everybody in this past Monday. We were at practice for Century last night. We tried to do that and didn't quite get everybody in. But, it's kind of a game-by-game.
So how many games have you got under your belt so far?
We just got two. We were supposed to have our first game the night that it was a blizzard here. So we're looking to get that one rescheduled here soon. We were down in Rochester on Monday, and then we were home last night for our opener against Mankato.
How'd that go last night? Last night was kind of a goofy night too, a little bit on the breezy and rainy and drizzly and yucky.
Yeah, it was colder than I think most people expected. Nonetheless, we managed to deal with this. It's April weather that we always seem to have. So lacrosse is a weird season where it's like we get the cold in April and then in May it warms up.
What do you got going on today? You got practice today, or are you just gonna kind of let them get some rest?
Yeah, we are off today. We actually started the season with a lot of injuries. We had 6 or 7 on the shelf at one time. So we're just looking to get our guys some rest because we've got a huge, huge week coming up next week.
So are they just kind of like shin splints or twisted ankles, or what kind of injuries? Anything too serious? Or
I had one get surgery about a week and a half ago on his elbow, which he should be back here in about a week and a half, 2 weeks. So it was actually a turnaround for him, which is a great thing. And we had just some hamstrings and groin injuries and, lower back. The majority of them are back, which is definitely a positive thing.
Jeff Cross, head coach of the lacrosse team here for the Northfield Raiders, joins us this morning on the Raider Wrap. And so how many games will you play this year? And what when you look at what you got, I know you said you're just trying to feel things out, but what do you guys have? Do you have an expectation or a goal or anything like that this year?
Yeah, you know, we've got our big nine schedule, which in 2019 we were 10-0 Big Nine champs, which was awesome. You know, great to go undefeated in the conference and to do it in a commanding way. Obviously, 2020, we had our COVID year, so there was no season. And then last year, we got swept by Owatonna, who won the conference. And so, obviously, we want to get back in the driver's seat and run this conference and come out with a Big Nine championship. But ultimately, we want to move forward in our second play. We always seem to come to Lakeville South, and that's where our season ends. So as long as I've been here, that's kind of the position that we've been in, where we would head up to Lakeville, and that's where our season would end. And so we actually play them a week from today here at Northfield. And so it'll be a good look at what kind of a team they have this year. But ultimately, we want to push to the section championship and get through and make our first ever state tournament.
What time is that next Saturday?
2:30 for varsity. 1 o'clock JV.
Oh, nice. So middle of the afternoon, nice little matinee game. Maybe the fans can get out and come out and watch it a little bit. How is fan participation?
You know, I thought last night, for as cold as the weather was, or weird, it was pretty good. They were loud. We had a good student section, which I know our guys appreciate having their buddies there cheering them on. So once the weather gets nicer, we anticipate to see better crowd participation, and we also are going to be having the pep band show up for a few games as well.
Nice. So what do you do for preparation in practice and things like that? Are you doing conditioning, or are you doing fundamentals? How do you go about your practices from day to day and as the season progresses?
Yeah, we're doing it all, and when it comes to conditioning, that's kind of our sport. Is, we're trying to do a lot of reps, high reps and lots of conditioning, a lot of movement within those drills. And so trying to keep the pace high tempo and just get as many touches as we can. But every night before a game, we always run through our pregame routine and try and get our guys get them dialed in as best we can.
How physical do you get in lacrosse, and are they calling penalties like in basketball?
Yeah, they're calling penalties. there were some big booming hits last night, a lot of them we question. But within our sport, because it is so fast, a lot of times our officials don't see things the way that we see them, or maybe we don't see them the way they see them on the field. But there's some big booming hits for sure.
So the injuries that you sustained, or the players sustained, and things like that, are they going to be able to work through them, or are you going to have to sit them down for a while? What's your thought?
We sat a few last night. We were up by quite a bit, and then we just want to give them rest. And it's cold, and we don't want to pull hamstrings or re-aggravate any injury. So a few of them took a seat for the last quarter.
Who do you think in the conference? I mean, you went undefeated last year, but do you see anybody in the conference coming up that's maybe a up-and-comer, or somebody that last year was a tough competitor that you see in the rearview mirror a little bit this year?
Well, we went undefeated in 2019, and then 2021 last year, we actually lost all three games to Owatonna, so we ended up losing in the section quarterfinals to those guys. Or a semifinal. So I would say that Owatonna is the one that has the bullseye, on their back. But we also know that Rochester Mayo is a very talented young up-and-coming team as well. So we actually have both of those teams next week. Those guys will definitely give us a good game. So we're home versus Mayo on Monday, and then we're at Owatonna on Thursday.
So Owatonna, do they have a pretty good sized squad? Do you think that having 36 people on your team, then it gives you a little more depth, maybe boost your level of ability?
Yeah, they always have good numbers down there, and I think with where we're at and having more guys this season versus the way we were last season with 28, I think that we're definitely in a better spot. I think overall, in my time here in Northfield, I think that this is very likely our most talented team. We're very well rounded, and there's no selfish players, and we've got a lot of contributors.
Is there any so obviously the team is up and running, so it's not like afterthought right now somebody can walk on and try out for the lacrosse team. But typically, when do they get things started? How do you get to be a part of? You just sign up, or you just go through the AD, or how do you become a part of the lacrosse team?
I mean, so you'll register just like any other sport at the school. You know, we've got a number of brand new players that came out this year for the very first time. Some of them were a part of our preseason clinic that we have February and March that we run at the Dundas Dome. And so a lot of them were able to try and, you know, figure out the sport at that point in time. But some of them came to tryouts, you know, day one, never have, you know, ever, you know, picked up a stick or never played the sport before. So we've got some that are starting, you know, brand new. We've got Mason Pagel, who is a very familiar name to Northfield, you know, plays football and is a great wrestler as well. He's back. He played as a freshman and then was injured his sophomore and junior season. So he's back on the field, which he looks great. And again, you talk about heavy hitters. You know, he's one that will throw his weight around for sure. But yeah, we've got a good mix of guys.
Awesome. So it sounds like it's going to be fun this year, and got good chemistry going. Team sounds like they're really kind of bonding already, huh?
Yeah, we've scored 15 goals. You know, each of the last two games, and so I think, you know, again, we can. My hope is just to average at least 12 goals a game. We'll see. Like I said, we've got a lot of contributors. We've got a very strong veteran senior class who they've, four of them have been there since eighth grade. You know, which those guys, we're going to lean on them. But then our depth just continues to increase game by game, practice by practice, which is great.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be an exciting year for sure. Monday night, you said you go to Rochester. Is that right?
No, Monday night we're actually home at 6 for JV and 7:30 for varsity.
Awesome. And then next Saturday, the matinee game at 2:30.
Yeah, 1 and 2:30.
Awesome. Well, let's hope we get some fans out there and get the lacrosse team all jacked up, and let's get a couple more wins under our belt, shall we?
That'd be great.
All righty. That is Jeff Wright, head coach of the lacrosse team. Coach, thanks for joining us, and we'll catch up to you here a little bit later this year as well, and we'll get you tuned up, find out where you're going and how your season's going. I appreciate you joining me this morning.
Sounds great. Thanks for having me.
All righty. That is Jeff Wright, head coach of the boys lacrosse team right here on KYMN. 95.1 The One. And if you want to hear back, you can certainly do that. Go to kymnradio.net, and you can join us that way. We'll replay the program for you, and all you got to do is go on to kymnradio.net, select programs, dial in the Raider app, and then select today's date, and there you have it. You can listen back to all the fun we're having here on a Saturday morning. We still got more to come. We've got, looks like we've got Mark Wolinski on the program coming up. We've got Nate Stevens going to be on the program. AJ's going to give us the scoreboard. All kinds of fun stuff going on this morning on the Raider Wrap. Stick around here at about 19 after 10 o'clock. 65 going to 75. We'll get more of that coming up here in just a little bit right here on 95.1 The One.
Hi. I'm Marty Benson, the Commercial and Ag Banking Manager at Community Resource Bank. We offer unprecedented experience with the ability to make decisions locally for your business, ag purchase, or expansion. Come talk with us. Interest rates are still low, and we can offer some fantastic products. The coffee pot is always on, or visit us at crb.bank. Community Resource Bank in Northfield, Cannon Falls, and Roseville. Let's bank together. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Your home, auto, and life are important to you. That's why the Northfield Insurance Agency works hard to provide you with the right protection. Kevin, Stan, and Mark offer the products you need with the premier service you deserve. They carry business, auto, farm, homeowners, commercial, and bonds. Northfield Insurance is your independent agent, and they are connected with many insurance companies, providing you the lowest possible rates. Call the Northfield Insurance Agency today.
Dr. Michael Ritchie, Ritchie Iconic and LASIK Center. Summer's right around the corner, days are getting longer, and outdoor activities are front of mind. Swimming, golfing. Time to get rid of your glasses or contacts? With LASIK? A little nervous? That's okay. We understand. We do this every day, but you only do it once. We'll hold your hand, we'll get you through it. Dr. Miller, Dr. Ritchie, Ritchie Iconic and LASIK Center.
Ritchie Eye Clinic and LASIK Center, Faribault. World-class LASIK, small-town traffic. RitchieEyeClinic.com.
Northfield Construction Company has provided quality general contracting services to the Northfield community for over 45 years. Our experienced and diverse team can handle projects from the smallest home remodel to a large-scale commercial project. Whatever your construction need, Northfield Construction will deliver. Call us today about your next project. 507-645-8975.
Every day, each and every one of us at Benjamin Bus feels privileged to safely transport Northfield students to and from school and many after-school activities. We thank you for trusting Benjamin Bus with your most precious cargo, your children. At Benjamin Bus, safety is always our number one priority. Our team of drivers has over 400 years of combined experience, and they pride themselves on their record of keeping the children of this community safe. For shuttle services, events, or any of your transportation needs, contact Benjamin Bus and Northfield Lines, your trusted friend on the road.
It's officially spring in Minnesota. We've had our first hailstorm of the year, and the Northfield Area Chamber of Commerce annual Home, Garden, and Consumer Show is coming up Saturday, April 23rd at the Dundas Dome. If you live in the Northfield, Dundas, or Faribault area and want an honest 25-point exterior inspection on your home because of the hailstorm, please stop by Capital Construction's booth. They can set up an appointment, perform that 25-point inspection, and they will let you know if an insurance claim is necessary. If it is, they will help guide you through the process from start to finish. Capital Construction was a 2021 Northfield Chamber Business of the Year. Find them at capitalmn.com or stop by the Northfield Area Chamber of Commerce Home, Garden, and Consumer Show Saturday, April 23rd at the Dundas Dome.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. You are ready to wrap on the 23rd day of April already. Where has the time gone, right? Well, it looks like the weather is going to be kind of interesting over the next period of the next few days. It's going to be interesting to participate in any type of sports, actually. We're going to have a high of 75 today. Can you believe that? But there is a chance of precipitation, apparently 100% chance. Should see. I don't know. It says 100% chance. Well, I don't know if a weather person would ever be wrong, but anyhow, we got mostly cloudy skies right now, and we're at 65 already, but a chance of rain today, maybe between a quarter of an inch and a half an inch possible, then cooling off a little bit around 47 today, but it's going to be breezy out. You're seeing 20 to 30 mile an hour winds, gusts as high as 40, same thing throughout the evening, a lot of wind. You're going to be out in the highways and different things like that, especially the big truckers and stuff like that. It's going to be kind of a dicey situation, and then for tomorrow night, it's going to cool off to around 51, and a high of 51 on Sunday. Sunday night cooling off to around 32, and then for Monday, it's going to be 40 again, but still a lot of gusts and a high wind speeds at about 25 to 30 miles an hour. So again, today 75 today, cloudy skies, but yet, yeah, it's going to be windy. It's going to be breezy. It's going to be all over the place. And I don't know how a person that gets out into this, how they can practice, especially something like tennis. Mark Walensky joins us this morning on the Raider Wrap. Good morning. How are you?
Hey, Jimmy. I'm doing fine. Thank you.
So, yeah, I mean, I've played tennis before, and you got a 40-mile-an-hour wind. That's got to be fun.
I'll tell you what, you wonder which way the ball's going to go sometimes when you hit it. Any kind of a lob, of course, takes right off on you.
Yeah, so it's going to be interesting. Mark, you are assistant coach to Marty Johnson, and you said you've been doing that for about 6-7 years?
Yeah, here in Northfield, probably 6 or 7 years. I spent some time up in Duluth, coached the UMD women's team up there, also Duluth East boys team up there, and through a number of different issues, came back to Northfield, I think about 8 or 9 years ago, and was able to join rather quickly with the Northfield Northfield Schools tennis scene, volunteering in the middle school program for a couple years, and then was fortunate enough to move up into the varsity and junior varsity area right now with Marty Johnson, the head coach. Wonderful guy.
So I got to believe that you played tennis before.
Yeah, all my life. Sixth grade, I started here in Northfield. I'm a townie. And my initial tennis coach was a guy named Doug Peterson, way back when, who was also my sixth grade teacher, by the way. But I owe a lot of thanks and gratitude to a fellow by the name of Jim Holden, who is now in the State High School Hall of Fame. Wow. Coaches. Wonderful tennis coach. And, of course, he has quite a legacy behind him, a legacy of winning, and has produced a lot of champions. Steve Paulson, Dan James, Andy Ringlin. Those are some big names and guys that have really moved forward with tennis in their lives.
So when you played, how'd you guys do?
We did good. You know, as a matter of fact, when I was a senior, which was about 100 years ago, but really only 1975, our team was 22-1. and we took fifth place at state. Soon after that, some of the follow-up teams, again, the aforementioned names, as well as guys like Peter Narum, Eric Olson, those kind of guys, they did really well at the state tournament too. So starting in the 70s up through the 90s, Northfield tennis has really accomplished a lot, particularly at the state level.
And then when you moved up to Duluth and you got involved in, did you go to college up there?
I did.
And then did you play for...
Yeah, played for UMD actually 1 year, and had a wonderful time. Met another sterling character, a guy by the name of Doc Roach, who has since retired, but he was my favorite college tennis coach, and had a great time. And to this day, I'll gladly let him net my fish anytime. He's a wonderful fisherman, great friend. My nickname, by the way, is Walleye, so of course I do a lot of referencing fishing and that sort of thing. Yes.
Gotcha. So did you, when you started playing in sixth grade, did you think that tennis would be this big a part of your life? Or?
Yeah, a good question. I didn't know that back then. I was fortunate here in Northfield. We all played everything. You know, I grew up close to the golf course, so way back when, threw a quarter on the tab at six or on the counter at 6:30 in the morning and go out and hit some golf balls, Little League baseball, swimming, all those sorts of things were fun. The football program in Northfield is very strong, too, and that was another one. But tennis, I just kind of took a shine to it, and it was a natural for me. I really liked it.
I know that when I grew up, too, I think it was only 87 years ago or something like that. But needless to say, it was. We had a few guys on the team. It wasn't, I wouldn't say it was the most popular sport.
Yeah.
You know, baseball was big when we grew up. I mean, that was huge. You had 20, 25 guys on the baseball team, and you had six, maybe, tennis players, you know. And I think of Shorty McKenzie and Squirrel Snegoski and the guys like that played. And everyone had nicknames. And they were good tennis players. But I was just, you know, and they played football and everything else. But of all the sports they took, it was tennis. It wasn't that popular. Is it? Would you say it's a little bit more popular now, and people are taking a shine to it, or is it still kind of even?
You know, the trend, it's trending up and becoming more popular as these outside activities. I think of things like golf and tennis, those sorts of things. Lifelong sports tend to kind of go in cycles. There are times when it's very, very popular. Other times, not so popular. One thing with tennis, of course, in Minnesota is the weather.
Right.
And once it snows and that kind of stuff, you know, your only option is indoors, which means all of a sudden it becomes kind of expensive. And so that, I think, limits a lot of people. It's hard to say, I guess.
You know, and so with tennis, like you said, once the weather hits and the winter comes, really when it kind of cools off, and you know, everyone kind of just says, "Well, the summer's over." You know, September, you're pretty much done. But are there fall leagues? Are there winter leagues? Are there places they can go to play? I mean, there's obviously you've got your big health clubs, LA Fitness and Lifetime and stuff like that have their indoor tennis courts. But like you said, you know, you got to pay 80, 90, 100 bucks a month, and you know. But is there any types of clubs or organizations?
There are places, but of course those are the more established places to play. There is a nice facility down in Owatonna that is organized by the city and run by actually the local Owatonna Athletic Boosters Program. It would be wonderful, I think, to have a facility here in Northfield, and there are a strong group of individuals trying to develop a financially responsible plan to create an indoor tennis facility here. It's tricky. We're right on the edge in terms of the population base that could support it. Recently with the big push with pickleball, actually, mm-hmm. Indoor pickleball and tennis, of course, go hand in hand. And so trying to unite the pickleballers and the tennis players in an effort to create their own indoor facility might be a good plan for Northfield. It has worked in other areas. And as I said, there's a local group that are pushing for it. And with any luck at all, we can see some results here before too long.
Well, that sounds exciting. Speaking of exciting, we should probably talk about the tennis team a little bit. What do you think? I mean, that's what I brought you in here for. Mark Walensky, assistant coach for the Northfield Raiders. And he is, of course, coached for many, many years here in the area and then up in Duluth and whatnot. So you got a lot of experience there. So let's talk about this year's tennis team. How many people we got out? What does it look like? We got some hopefuls out there. What are you thinking?
We have a wonderful group of boys this year. The Northfield High School boys tennis team has 24 players this year, 13 on the JV, 13 on the varsity, 11 on the JV. And oddly enough, we've got three seniors and the rest are all sophomores and freshmen.
Oh, wow.
Which, of course, bodes well for the future. Our senior players are leaders. We've got Anthony, Amos Rowe, Tate Sand, Owen Wheeler, all playing in top positions in doubles and singles and doing well for us so far. Some of the stronger players at the sophomore level, Blake Simon is just a great guy and a good player. Joe Grant, Jackson Hessian, Errol Lenzen is also another very strong player that we hope to get more out of. It doesn't sound very good, I know, but you know, we want to try to get these kids and push them and let them find out what they can do and discover their upside.
So as an assistant coach and obviously a former head coach and things like that, what do you try to bring to the table for the Northfield team?
Primarily, I work with strategy, on-court strategy relative to singles and doubles play. But Marty Johnson and I think part of the reason we get along so well is that we are big-time stroke mechanic guys. If your service toss is too low, if you aren't getting your weight into your forehand, if you're swinging at your volleys, those sorts of things, we help students and correct them. We're both pretty high on cleaning up your form so that you're not going to be hindered or encumbered with bad habits. We feel that for a player to utilize their skills, they need to get rid of that stuff and move forward with it. General rule of thumb we love to say is quick hands, quick feet. Any coach in the tennis world, if you tell them, well, I got a player here that got good quick hands, good feet, bring it on. Let's see what we can do with them. There's no surprise that basketball players and hockey players, in many cases, are pretty darn good tennis players as well. So trying to help these kids learn what it takes to win, I guess that's where I come in, that sort of thing, too.
So obviously you must enjoy the sport. I mean, you've only been doing it for, you know,
yeah,
a couple of decades.
Oh, I love playing tennis.
You still play?
Frankly, I don't. I ended up with a diagnosis of psoriatic arthritis, I guess about 10 years ago now, and then I've had some heart issues and things. I don't play anymore. Wish I did.
Yeah.
I miss it terribly. But at this point, due to this arthritis, the impact of the ball on the strings is just too much for my hands and wrists to handle. So it's difficult. And again, it's a loss for me. And,
so you kind of live vicariously through these young kids. And it's,
God, yes.
Still gives
of course
you a little,
I do.
Gets your heart racing a little bit, gets things going.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds good. So how many, so what do we got? We got some tournaments coming up, or is it just mono on mono, or is it, do you go into a place and play four different teams?
Yeah, actually Monday we have a triangular with Mayo and Albert Lee down at the Rochester Outdoor Tennis Center, which should be a lot of fun. Generally, we just play a single match against another team. At this point in time, we've rescheduled some. The weather this spring has been absolutely atrocious. Between wind and rain and cold, it is just we've just missed a lot of practices. Believe it or not, we jammed 24 kids into the Spring Creek Elementary School gymnasium when it rains out. And so far, no stitches, no broken bones, no, you know, nothing like that.
Yeah.
The kids are all good in there, but it's tough to really make any progress when you're indoor with that many people. So we try to make the best of what we've
done. Are you just doing conditioning, or are you just trying to hit the ball back and forth?
The walls are taking a beating.
Oh, so you just have them banging out the wall?
There's a lot of different things we can do. Work on volleys on the wall, ground strokes, serving motion, and things like that. Again, I mentioned the stroke mechanics angle, and we do, Marty and I and our volunteer coach, Larson Ringland, we do a lot with stroke mechanics in there to try to help kids learn how to hit the ball correctly.
Any expectations from our seniors this year?
It's going to be tough. We're in a very, very strong section. Rochester has the three schools, of course, John Marshall, Mayo, and Century, and it's tough to think we might get by them.
Yeah.
Not only in the team, but also individual play. Anthony Amos Rowe, just yesterday, in fact, had a wonderful match against the number one player from Austin, and although he lost, he stepped his game up quite a bit, so I'm anxious to see how well Anthony can continue to improve.
And Rochester has indoor arenas,
oh,
I'm guessing.
Yeah, so do they ever?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So they've got a slight, I don't know how the State High School League allows for them to play, but I'm guessing they could just play anytime they wanted, I suppose.
Pretty much. Yeah. Owatonna also has a indoor facility, as I had mentioned, and without any surprise, Owatonna's tennis team is pretty strong as well.
Right. So, yep, them doggone Owls again.
Yeah.
Nemesis
yeah.
of the Northfield Raiders, it seems, over and over and over again. So, well, Mark, thanks for joining us.
You bet, Jimmy. It's been a pleasure.
Glad you could get in there. That is our head coach. That it would be Mark Walensky, a.k.a. the Walleye, in here this morning for the Raider Wrap. Thank you for joining us this morning. We got A.J. Reister showing up. He's going to talk about the boys' golf team coming up here on Meet the Raider, and we'll have more coming up right here on the Raider Wrap. You're listening to 95.1 The One.
Hi, this is Paul Ryland from Johnson Ryland Homes. I want to tell you about two great opportunities to build a new home on very affordable lots in Cannon River Estates and Hills of Spring Creek. We have beautiful lots that we can custom build a home exactly to what you want at your budget. One level living or two stories, open floor plan concepts, plans with high ceilings, beautiful windows, wide doors, and curbless entry showers with all custom built kitchen cabinets. Give us a call today at 507-366-1288 or check us out at our website, jrbr.builders.
Dr. Michael Ritchie, Ritchie Eye Clinic and LASIK Center. Hey, summer's on the way and winter's behind us. And just maybe COVID is behind us too. Things are loosening up. You're going to be outside. You're going to be enjoying yourself. Time to reward yourself? LASIK can rid you of your glasses and contacts. Give us a call, Ritchie Eye Clinic and LASIK Center, Dr. Michael Ritchie and Dr. Corey Miller.
Ritchie Eye Clinic and LASIK Center, Faribault. World-class LASIK, small-town traffic. RitchieEyeClinic.com.
Dreaming of upgrading your kitchen? An extra bathroom to make hectic mornings go smoother? Or maybe a new deck to enjoy in warmer weather? Hi, I'm Ann from Merchants Bank, and it's time to make your home your own. With our home equity line of credit, you can finish your spring house projects just in time for summer at a rate you'll like. Get started by visiting merchantsbank.com/homeequity today or give me a call at Merchants Bank in Northfield. We're here to help you fulfill your hopes and dreams. Subject to credit approval, equal housing lender.
Hello, I'm Marty Benson with Community Resource Bank. I'm here to tell you that whether you're looking for money management tools, planning to purchase your first home, or building your savings for retirement, Community Resource Bank is the bank for you. We promise to provide personal banking that is actually personal. That's what makes us so special. So stop in, sit a while, the coffee pot is always on. Community Resource Bank with offices in Northfield, Cannon Falls, and Roseville. Let's bank together. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Your home, auto, and life are important to you. That's why the Northfield Insurance Agency works hard to provide you with the right protection. Kevin, Stan, and Mark offer the products you need with the premier service you deserve. They carry business, auto, farm, homeowners, commercial, and bonds. Northfield Insurance is your independent agent, and they are connected with many insurance companies, providing you the lowest possible rates. Call the Northfield Insurance Agency today.
Northfield Lines offers premium charter bus, motor coach hire, corporate shuttles, and daily route services in Minnesota and beyond. For reliable, quality, and worry-free travel, look no further. Our services include airport transfers, bus charter for athletic teams, transportation for convention and meetings, and executive shuttles for corporate events. We also provide worry-free charter bus transportation for church and civic groups, high-quality employee shuttles, charter buses for private outings, luxurious transportation for weddings and receptions, and professional charter bus solutions for military and government officials. Northfield Lines, we're the drive behind worry-free travel.
Hey, good morning. Welcome back to the Raider Wrap on KYMN. It is 1040, 65 in the valley, and going to 75 today with 100% chance. That's what it says right here on this piece of paper. It's in black and white, so it must be true. 100% precipitation today. Rainfall between a quarter of an inch and about a half an inch. We'll see how that all goes. So don't kill the messenger. I'm just reading what they wrote down, but we'll see what happens. It's going to be windy, though. Lots of wind going on here today. I want to mention one other thing. The Northfield High School and the Carleton College Jazz Bands, they're hosting a swing dance tonight. That's right, at the Northfield Ballroom from 7:30 to 10:30. But the doors will open at 6:30 at night, and then you'll have free swing dance lessons from about 6:45 to 7. I don't know if 15 minutes would, you know, get me to where I need to be a proficient swing dancer, but hey, at least it's something, right? So they'll teach you kind of what's going on. The cost is only $10 at the door, or you can go to NorthfieldHometownTicketing.com to the Northfield High School website, and you can purchase your tickets right there online. So that's going on tonight between 7:30 and 10:30. Doors open at 6:30. Come on down and support your Northfield High School and the Carleton College Jazz team. It's time for Meet the Raider, coming up with A.J. Reister. Nate Stevens joins the program this morning. A.J., what's cooking?
Good morning, Northfield Raiders. Welcome back to the Raider Wrap. I'm A.J. Reister, Raider class of 2022. And today joining me in the studio is the golf phenom, the D1 prospect, Nate Stevens. Nate, how are you doing today?
Happy to be here, AJ.
I'm really glad you are here. But let's first start off. You were on the cover of Minnesota Golf like a week ago, right?
Yeah, that was a little surprising. I didn't get any heads up before then that I was going to be on the cover or even featured in it. So when it came to my mailbox, that was the first time I knew about it.
Really?
So. It was a little frightening, to be honest, but yeah, it's definitely an honor.
Yeah.
So yeah, a lot of people have come up to me and congratulated me, and yeah,
some newspapers.
Yeah, it's been pretty cool. So yeah,
that's awesome. Yeah, they didn't send you an email or nothing saying, "Hey, you're gonna be on the cover."
No, nah. It's complete surprise. So it was a little interesting. So.
Well, that's pretty cool. So now I know cover athlete of Minnesota Golf sitting right here in front of me. You've had a couple of meets already to start off your final high school season. You had one, was it Tuesday or was it Monday?
Yeah, we had one. Well, our first one was 2 weeks ago on Monday. That was at Northfield Golf Club, and that was a duel against Faribault, and we won that by only 2 shots.
Wow.
Faribault High School merged with Bethlehem Academy for their golf team. So they've gotten a lot better since that connection. So, yeah, we only beat them by 2. I think we shot 324 and they shot 326.
Wow.
And then we were in Winona on Tuesday. So that was a hike down there.
Yeah, I'd say so.
We beat them by over 100 shots. They're not the strongest golf team, but... we played all right, and then yesterday on Thursday we had our Boyum Invitational, which is the one we host. So there were 90 kids there, 15
Holy
teams,
cow.
And it was big. And we finished second. We lost to Farmington by 7 shots, so that stung, but yeah. It wasn't a bad showing for the Raiders, so.
Yeah, I'd say so. And Farmington is a pretty strong golf team. I saw that you tied with their top golfer, both you shot 69.
Yeah,
so.
they won the section last year and played in the state tournament. And their number one guy who I played with, Kyler Schwamm, he's one of the nicest guys you'd ever meet, and he's a heck of a golfer. So that was a fun round yesterday.
That's awesome. And then were you two paired up for the day? Or?
Yeah, yep, we were in the same group. We started on hole one, and... it was a slow round, but we got through it. Yeah.
That's nice. That sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It was a nice day for it, too,
finally. Now we're sitting in here in the rain. But
Hopefully, you know, it'll clear up. When is your next meet or invite?
We're playing on Monday. That's our next match. I can't remember who we play, but we're playing at Northfield Golf Club again. So we've had 4 matches, and 3 of them have been at Northfield Golf Club, so that's a bit abnormal, but
yeah,
it's kind of nice having all these home events. But
Do people show up to watch you? Do any of your friends show up and walk with you throughout the golf course? Yeah, or is it normally pretty quiet?
Yeah. More so this year than in the past. So that's been, it's been really cool to see some of my peers and my fellow students out there supporting the golf team, because you really don't get that in golf.
Like, no, you don't.
It's nice because I go to a lot of the events and support my classmates, and it's really cool to see some of them out there supporting us. So
yeah, it's definitely not an easy one to, you know,
no, it's not something,
because you got to walk through all 18 holes, and it's not
not something that you have to be there the whole time for.
Yeah,
like if anyone out there is listening wanting to come to a golf match and support us,
heck yeah,
like if you just come for the last couple holes at 6 o'clock, stay for half an hour and catch a couple holes, that's pretty much all you need to get the gist of it. You don't have to walk for all 18 holes for 5 hours in 40 degree weather. That's what the players and coaches do. Spectators don't quite need to be that.
Don't need to do that?
No.
Do you guys get golf carts, or do they make you walk?
No, we walk. We carry our bags and we walk. Yeah.
That sounds a little miserable, but
It can be, especially on some rainy, cold days. And then when it's windy and cold and rainy, you got your mittens, you got your umbrella, and it's windy, so your umbrella's flying all over the place. So it's kind of, in those conditions, it's not really about how well you're playing, it's just how well you can manage all your stuff.
Yeah. Make sure you have all your golf clubs.
Yeah, you're kind of just juggling everything.
Well, that sounds like quite the experience. I've always wanted to go out and walk with you guys through one of your invites, but I just haven't had the chance.
Yeah.
So I'll make it a priority to make sure you get
right.
it this year.
Sounds
I'll try
cool.
my best. Get my walking shoes on.
Sure. Yeah, put your hiking boots on.
Yeah. I've only hiked through a golf course to watch a player once. I went and watched Anna Nesteth a couple years ago.
You've probably been on plenty of golf courses, though, cross-country meets.
And, I know my way around a few.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
More and more, you know, running through them instead of on the sidewalks. But, you know, I'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about last year. You got to put the blue medal on, state champ. Now you're coming in senior year. What are kind of your big goals after kind of achieving one of the highest ones last year?
Yeah, last year was a pretty good year for me in terms of high school golf and some of the accomplishments that I was able to have. And it's a little different when you kind of do that stuff, like those goals, those big goals as a junior.
Because
then you're coming back senior year and like kind of wondering where you go from here. And for me, it's just kind of been to not put those expectations on myself and to just keep doing what I was doing and keep progressing forward and just trying to get 1% better every day. Mm-hmm. And who knows how many tournaments I'll win as an individual. But I just, senior year, I just want to keep having fun with the team. I've had fun with the team for the past, well, I guess we didn't have a year sophomore year, but for the 5 years I've been on the team. So that's the main priority, is to just have a good fun senior year with some of the boys.
Yeah, and not put too much pressure on yourself.
Yeah.
You know, just kind of relax.
Yeah.
It's your senior year. You gotta chillax, have some fun, and still go out there and dominate when you can.
Yeah, it's the last there's a lot of lasts for me.
Yeah, there are.
Well, for all of us seniors.
Yeah.
But you think, like, this was my last Boyum Invitational on Thursday, and that was, you know, it's sad because I've been playing in it since I was in seventh grade, and you know, that's it. Next time I'll just be watching people.
Yeah.
And it's a little different experience, but
it
it's been fun so far. So
yeah, it is definitely one of those weird feelings when you know this is the last time you're going to be at this course, or last time you'll be at this invite, last time you'll golf with these people. It's difficult, but you know, It's
we'll
nice
get through
to,
it.
Yeah, we'll get through it. We'll hammer through and, you know, we'll get there. But now let's talk a little bit more about the team. You guys said that you took second yesterday at the Boyum Invite. Who are some of the guys this year who you're really excited to kind of see excel and hopefully, you know, get that 1% better every day like you were talking about?
We lost one senior last year, Håkon Rustad, who was a really important part of our team. And we've had some of our younger guys fill in a little bit, and they've been really improving. So, our other captain's McGuire Fink, and he's been playing all right this year, and he's really gotten a lot better since last year. So his improvement has really been helpful for us. And then we've got Hank Detley, who also improved a lot. He's been pretty consistently good this year. Ike Vesey, who he plays a lot of golf. That guy, he's a grinder.
Plays a lot.
He is a grinder, and he's gotten better. Our team, we're really grinders. Like we play a lot of golf. Like even in some of this awful weather we've been having, we've been just grinding it out. Yeah, we've just got a bunch of young guys. Our team's pretty young. It's kind of just me, McGuire, and Bordy, Grant Boardman, kind of the seniors, I guess. Yeah, and we've got Will Cashin, who's a freshman, played his first varsity meet yesterday.
Wow.
And that was, it's pretty cool to see a freshman play on a varsity roster.
Gets you excited.
It really does, because he's, I mean, he didn't play great yesterday, but he's, like I said, we're grinders. He's a grinder. Yeah. Like, even after he didn't play good yesterday, he was out on the putting green for another hour just practicing after. So
that's exactly what you like to see.
Yeah, that takes a lot to play a five-hour competitive round of golf and then have the will to go practice for an hour after. It's really cool to see. So
it is, and it bodes well for the future too.
Yeah.
I mean, like, that kid's only a freshman. Ike, is he a junior? Or
Ike's
sophomore?
A junior.
He's a junior this year.
Yep, and then Hank's a sophomore. So.
Yeah. And Ike he tied for seventh, right?
Yeah. He played solid yesterday. He shot 79. That was his first round in the 70s so far this year. So
that's awesome.
It definitely won't be his last. He'll keep improving. So
yeah, that's awesome. They've got a good solid team for your senior year to lead them through into the postseason and through the rest of the season. That's awesome.
Yep.
That's awesome. So a lot of excitement. Are there any other underclassmen that you can think of off the top of your head that might make some big leaps and bounds this year? Maybe not quite to the varsity level, but even just at the JV level, kind of just stepping up their game.
Yeah, I'd say Griffin Canelli has a lot of promise.
Yeah.
He works really hard at it. He's got a really nice swing. I can't remember. He played JV yesterday, and he played all right. And then we've got an eighth grader named Elias. He's really good. He's a little bit undersized, but
he's only in eighth grade.
Yeah, he's got plenty of room to grow. And I just love watching guys like him because he just hits it so straight every time, and he's got a really solid short game. So he doesn't really get off track too often. So that's pretty cool to see. Yeah, he'll turn into quite a good player, so I'm looking forward to seeing his progress.
That's awesome. And now I've got to ask, you know, with this crazy weather, you guys said that even through it you've been golfing quite a bit. Have you been golfing in the gym, in the dome? Have you been fighting through the weather outside, or what have you guys really been doing here in the first few weeks of the season?
The first couple weeks we were in the dome just kind of hitting wedge shots, which personally, I don't like it at all, just because it's not the same as being out on the golf course. But then, like this past week, we've had to cancel a couple practices, mostly just because the golf course closed. So we literally couldn't practice.
Yeah, you had nowhere to go.
So, yeah, but like today, it's kind of a steady rain. We'll go out and play, or actually, I think we're doing short game today. And then probably some of us are going to go play nine after. So, Yeah, we power through unless there's lightning, pretty much. So,
no matter rain, shine, snow, you guys are going to try to power through as long as there's no lightning.
Above 30 degrees, no snow, no lightning, we'll probably go out and play. So,
it's awesome.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's fun.
And then my last question, we're going to bring it back to about you. Committed to Notre Dame last year, you signed earlier this year. Kind of to walk me through a little bit about that process. I know I talked to you about it earlier this year, but I kind of want to bring it back, you know, that process, what it means to, you know, go to Notre Dame and just have that pressure off your shoulders.
Yeah, it's an incredible opportunity for me. Like, when I was a sophomore, like, college golf wasn't really, like, I knew I wanted to play college golf at a very high level, but I didn't really think a kid from Minnesota would have been able to be on some of the radars of some of the schools. So it was kind of cool to go through that process. I'm not really much of a talker over the phone, so that was a little bit of an interesting kind of talking to coaches over the phone and not being able to see them in person. But yeah, it's really an honor to be in the position that I'm in. And I know there are a lot of guys out there that are talented, and everyone's really good. So I don't really know what I'm trying to say here, but
you're going out to play with some good competition.
Yeah, there's a lot of kids in Minnesota who maybe haven't gotten the opportunities that I have playing in some bigger events, but you know, they're still really good players. So there's an opportunity for everyone to play college golf.
I'm fortunate that you get to play it at Notre Dame.
Yeah. You know, it's my dream school. So like even before I thought I could play golf in college, I wanted to go to Notre Dame. So to be able to go there and play golf, it's really just a dream come true. I mean, it's cliche, but that's what it is.
It's what it is. Yeah. Exactly what it is. And in your daydreams, that you dreamed of wearing the Notre Dame polo while golfing.
Yep. And wearing the merch.
Yeah, heck yeah. Yeah. And now here you are. It's what you're going to go do next year. And I'm going to get a contract to make sure I am your personal journalist, all right?
Yep.
Because when I see you playing at the Masters, I want to be the one to interview you first.
Yeah, that sounds good. All right, sweet. I'd love that.
Sweet. Let's go.
Yes.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Nate, for coming today. I had a great time. Good luck the rest of the season, and good luck out at Notre Dame.
Thanks, AJ.
Thanks, Nate. We got more sports coming up. You're listening to the Raider Rap on KYMN 95.1, The One.
It's officially spring in Minnesota. We've had our first hailstorm of the year, and the Northfield Area Chamber of Commerce annual Home, Garden, and Consumer Show is coming up Saturday, April 23rd at the Dundas Dome. If you live in the Northfield, Dundas, or Faribault area and want an honest 25-point exterior inspection on your home because of the hailstorm, please stop by Capital Construction's booth. They can set up an appointment, perform that 25-point inspection, and they will let you know if an insurance claim is necessary. If it is, they will help guide you through the process from start to finish. Capital Construction was a 2021 Northfield Chamber Business of the Year. Find them at capitalmn.com or stop by the Northfield Area Chamber of Commerce Home, Garden, and Consumer Show Saturday, April 23rd at the Dundas Dome.
Johnson Ryland Homes would like to introduce you to a new development in Elko. It's kind of that perfect spot right between the metro and Northfield. Maybe your household has someone who works in the cities and somebody who works in Northfield. The neighborhood's called Pete's Hill, and it's really kind of a special location because it's on the highest point in Scott County. We have large single-family lots. You can design any house style. Hit our website today, jrbr.builders, or give us a call, 507-366-1288. Johnson Ryland Builders and Remodelers, where custom-built homes meet your budget and your dreams.
Welcome to the Raider Scoreboard on the Raider app on KYMN 95.1, The One. I'm your host, A.J. Reister, Raider Class of 2022, and we have a ton of games to go through. So let's start with girls lacrosse, who lost to Rochester Century 7-2 on Monday in their season opener, and then lost to New Prague last night, 11-9. They dropped to 0-2 to start the season and play Rochester Mayo on Monday. The boys lacrosse team beat Rochester Century on Monday 15-4. Spencer Klotz led the team with 5 goals, and then the Raiders beat Mankato last night 15-6, where Spencer Klotz had his second 5-goal game in as many games. After the game, I was able to talk with Spencer Klotz about his thoughts.
I am here with Captain Spencer Klotz. Spencer, second 5-goal game for you in this short season. What was clicking for you boys here tonight?
The start of the game, just a lot of communication, winning the ground balls, and getting the pucks in that, getting the balls to the cage fast and simple. It was just a simple game that got us doing the right things and scoring goals, so it was good.
And Cato, was struggling a little bit there. What did you tell your boys on the bench just to kind of keep your heads in the game and stay focused?
Yeah, the biggest thing was just keep going, keep pushing forward. Obviously, we wanted to get some other guys in at the end of the game, or the second half at least. So we got them in, and we just kept pushing, and obviously we got the result we wanted.
You got Mayo now on Monday. I'm sure you're just hoping just to relax this weekend, but you guys have any idea of what you plan on doing this weekend?
For me, I got a hockey tournament this weekend, relaxing for me, but huge game for us, huge next week and a half for us. We got Mayo, Matamidi, St. Thomas, all those big guns coming down, and obviously we're going to go out for a couple games, but huge week and a half for us, and that will determine our season. So obviously, if it's not the way we want to go, and we need to adjust on the second half of the season, that's what we'll have to do, but we could really go into the second half of the season with some confidence if we do well.
All right, well, thanks, Benny, and good game tonight.
Thank you.
The Raiders improved to 2-0 on the season and play Rochester Mayo on Monday, which you can catch live on KYMNradio.net.
The boys' golf team beat Winona in a duel on Tuesday, 323-449. Top performances for the Raiders included a first-place finish by Nate Stevens, who shot 70, McGuire Fink shot 82, and Ike Vesey shot 83. On Thursday, the golf team took second in the Boyum Invitational, shooting a combined 317, while Farmington won the invite, shooting a combined 310. Top performances by the Raiders included a first-place tie between the Farmington golfer Kyler Schwamm and Nate Stevens, who both shot 69. Ike Vesey tied for 7th, shooting a 79, and Hank Detley shot an 81. The boys' tennis team beat Winona on Tuesday in a close duel 4-3. They then beat Austin Handley 5-2 on Thursday to